Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Good morning, church. How are you this morning? If they greet you from Africa, you know the answer. I say, how are you? I can see many of you not looking fine. So I needed to remind you that you are in the presence of your father. You know, if you go to greet the president, you are not allowed to frown. You know that. Now, because you know, that's why they never invite you. Come as Oracle. But I don't say if they invite you now, you go to frown. There are protocol in the presence of a dignity. They show you, before you see the president, they will tell you what you can do in his presence and what you cannot do. And I'm here to tell you that in the presence of a king of kings, you are not permitted to frown. So you just tell somebody, smile, Jesus loves you. Sometimes when we see the way you look, we think the world has ended. The world has not ended. And your miracle is still in the neighborhood. Are we here? Can I just hear you say, Jesus, I thank you. Say that again. Let me hear you say, Jesus, I thank you. There are gates and portals to your life. There are gates to your spirit. There are gates to your soul. There are gates to your body. There are gates to your life. The gates of our lives are doorways through which darkness or light, God or the devil, heaven or hell, enters into our hearts, our minds, our souls, our bodies, and our spirit. For everyone, we have spirit, we have body, we have soul, we have a mind. There are gates of entrances to these things. Whoever is in charge of that gate, of those gates, leading to your spirit, body, and soul, is in charge of your life. There are gates into your life. Beware and take care and be in charge. Be on guard at the gates of your life. Who is in charge of the gates of your life? Who are you open up to? Guard the gate of your life and do not allow darkness and its work to prevail in the gate of your life. Don't let darkness, don't let the operation of darkness, don't let the enticement of darkness have access to the gate of your life. Revelation 3:20, Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door, at the gate, and I knock. Whoever opens, I come in. Listen, at the gate of your life, many people are knocking. Many things are knocking. At the gate of your life is a war zone between the devil and light, between darkness and light, between the devil and God, knocking at the gate of your life. And you know this thing. God created you as a free moral agent. God created you and gave you a free will. You can say, God, I don't want you at the gate of my life. Devil, I want you at the gate of my life. Most of the time, we have taken various decisions without knowing that we're opening the gate of our life, either to God or bad, good or bad. We are opening the gate of our life. Before I go to show you this gate and how we guard it and pray recovery prayer for what we have lost at those gates, I need you to know quickly that the enemy is setting up a camp at the gate of your life. Don't allow him in. Listen, your mind is very powerful, and everything around have access to your mind. You are the one that will tell your mind, don't take this, take that. I need you to know that no matter how you describe spiritual warfare, the greatest spiritual warfare is a warfare in your mind. Whatever has access to your mind has a tendency of controlling your life. So the devil, darkness, has set at the edge of your mind, enticing you, asking you to open the doors of your mind. If you open it wrongly, you will be in trouble. And that was why God told Cain, sin is crouching at your door. It wants to murder you. Don't allow him. Genesis chapter 4, I think verse 7. That's what the devil told God. Told Cain. For everyone, yes, sin is knocking at the gate of your life. Everyone here, the devil can see your glorious destiny, and he has sent an enticing sin, a sin that easily besets, to knock at the gate of your life. And he tells you, just a little sin does not matter. Now you know it matters after you have committed that sin, and you don't know how to get out of it. Beware of who you open the gate of your life to. In every house, there is a master. It is called television. Every house, there is a boss. It is called phone. Whoever you open it to. On television, are good programs, bad programs. On your phone, good program, bad program. Whoever you open it to determines what happens to you. Did you know most of the time we do all night on the screen? But we can't do all night praying. Who is in charge of the gate of your life? Who? Who? Intelligent human beings being controlled by a screen. Even as we are seated in church now, somebody will soon carry his phone. I am in church. At the time the word of God that will change his destiny is coming, the remote control him on the screen. Pastor, you know the phone I picked? It was somebody that wanted to give me. That phone you picked last week, because somebody wanted to promise you something. Has he given you that thing? That made you to pick a phone in the presence of your father. Do that in the presence of your boss and see. You are in the office of your boss talking to you. Your phone ran and you pick the phone. And you walk out of your boss. Can you do that? Who is in charge of your life? Who is in control of your life? There are various gates to our life. I want to take 9 or 10 of them today. Wherever I start, I get to. In the first service, I end. Number one, there is the head gate. Your head is your identity. Your head represents your glory. Your head represents your destiny. That is why it is a foolish person that places his head for any kind of person to lay their hands on their head. Your head, by laying on of hand of your head wrongly, everything concerning your life can be transferred and taken away. Beware. Who touches your head? Sir, who is your hairdresser? Who is your barber? Which anointing service do you attend? Who is it that is touching the glory and manipulating your head? Who is it that was shaving your hair in the sleep? Your head is a gate to your spirit, to your mind, to your body, to your soul. It is a gate to your destiny. When your head is manipulated, you will be taking bad decisions, negative thinking, and so on and so forth. What has touched your head, sir? Put your hand on your head. Say, I redeem my head. I can't say I redeem my head from the hand of darkness. Say, by the blood of I redeem by the blood of Jesus. I redeem. I redeem the gate of my head. The gates of my head, by the blood of Jesus. I redeem In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have raised your hands still on earth. Any evil one that has touched your head, let them be paralyzed by fire. In the name of Jesus, whatever has been taken away from your head by an evil one, as your hand is upon your head, let your head recover them all now. In the name of Jesus. We bless you, Jesus. We thank you. Stretch your two hands towards the other. Stretch your two hands towards the other. Whatever God created you with that is not there now because of satanic manipulation of your head, let there be a divine recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Stretch your hand here. Close your eyes, please. Stretch your hand. Let there be a recovery for you today. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. In Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 4 to 6, the Bible says, put a mark upon their head that nothing will touch them. Now, no one will touch them. I put a mark of the Lord Jesus Christ upon your head from today. Anyone that wants to touch your head for evil, let their hands be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our children, wherever they are now. Any evil hand that has touched them in the past, that wants to touch them in the future, that is touching them in the present, let those hands be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus. Your eye is a gate. Your eye is one of the most important gates, if not the most important gate to your life. Matthew 6, 22 to 23. Let's quickly read that. Matthew 6, 22 to 23. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be healthy. Whatever your eye have access to, this determines the spiritual state of your life. Can you hear me, sir? Ma, whatever your eyes have access to determines the spiritual state of the eye of your life. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. Verse 23. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? Three things. There is light. There is darkness. There is a light that looks like darkness. But you are the one that determines the kind of thing your eyes have access to. Can I tell you this? Please. Beware what you look at. Beware what you gaze upon. Beware what you see. 1 John 2, 15 to 16. 1 John 2, 15 to 16. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of a father is not in him. Verse 16. Can the old church read together? Let's go. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh and the desires of the eyes and the pride in our possession is not from the Father. The desire of your eyes. And untamed eyes and uncovered eyes is the source of all pornography, is the source of all lust, is the source of all greed, is the source of all covetousness, is the source of envy and jealousy, is the source of comparison. Joshua chapter 7 and Achan, when he saw, some people in somebody's car, they saw at work. Somebody's car, they saw after church. In somebody's house, they entered. What they saw, they do not have capacity for it. But they started doing some things and their life is in trouble now. Lust of the eyes have made people to turn to Yahweh, Yahweh voice, even in church. It's just a matter of time. Your eyes can put you to trouble. Every comparison is from what your eyes are. And Jesus said, anyone that looks at a woman lustily, he has committed sin already. No wonder Job came and Job said something in Job 31, verse 1. I have made a covenant with my eyes. How then will I gaze at a virgin? How then will I have made a covenant with my eyes? I will not look at a woman lustily. People should stop ogling your eye. Not put in check will cause problem for you. It will cause problem. And it's already causing problem. Who is in charge of your eye? I remember when I was in Kano, I went to a cyber cafe with a friend of mine. Her name was Olubi. It's Olubi. Went to the cyber cafe. That was the days of cyber cafe. I'm talking about 2001 or 2002. As we got to the cyber cafe, it was some young men that stood up on the computer. So my friend and I went there. When we sat down and pressed the keyboard, it was pornography. Do you understand? When you are somewhere with somebody with the opposite sex, which is your friend, and you go to cyber cafe and you press something, and boom, then you know now, that one of those days, as some people are seated in church now, wickedly evil and unholy on their phones now, there are many wonderful things in quotes. In those days, you need to open laptop. Now, some people are hearing bang down in church. Bang down. Bang down. You think na alert, no be alert. No be money alert, na pornography alert. That is why they don't have money. That is why they are poor. Now one kind alert or the other go, they enter. Their own na pornographic alert. Come and check again. Come and look again. Check them again. Look them again. Hey, pastors, they check them. Deacons, they check them. Prayer warriors, they check them. The devil has entered the church by virtue of a screen in our hands. And our eyes are in trouble. Our lives are in trouble. Our life is darkness. And many have brought terrible things into their lives by what their eyes have seen. Can you put your hand on your head, on your eyes, and you say, oh Lord, deliver my eyes from the things of the world. Deliver my eyes, deliver my life from every evil, every evil, every evil of the world. Oh Lord, arise. Deliver my eyes, deliver the eyes of my children. Deliver, 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 deliver. Deliver my eyes, deliver my eyes, deliver my eyes. Deliver my eyes. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Intentionally, I don't have an Instagram account. Intentionally. Why? I saw colleagues in my office on Instagram. I see people sitting there on that thing for a very long time. And you know, Instagram is all pictures. And all what they are looking at throughout the day are pictures of women. And this Thursday, one of them walked in and said, oh God, thank God you know the word this thing. Thank God you don't have an Instagram account. Do you know that I've wanted to stop doing this thing? But whenever I want to stop, something they pull me back. Now your eye. Who is in charge of the gates of your eye? Sir, ma, who is in charge? Who is in charge of the gates of your eyes? Psalm 101, verse 3. Let's just take one prayer there. Psalm 101, verse 3. Psalm 101, verse 3. I will not set before my eyes anything that is worthless, anything that is wicked. Lift your right hand up. Can we pray together? Say, I come and I decree and I make a commitment to the Lord in this sanctuary today The Lord helping me. The Holy Spirit helping me. Say, I will not set my eyes before anything that is wicked, that is worthless, that is evil. I will not set my eyes. I will not set my eyes upon anything that is wicked. Upon anything that is evil. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. There is the air gates. Mark 4:24. Give me King James. And he said to them, take it what you hear. Can we all read that together? Let me hear you. Once you go, and I can't hear you. Say it, let me hear you. And he said to them, take heed what you hear. Can you help me tell somebody about that? Say, take heed what you hear. Don't turn another person, tell him or her. Tell yourself. I can't hear you. Tell yourself. Luke 8:18. Number one, take heed what you hear. Luke 8:18. Can we read again? Let's go. Take. Mark 4:24. What did he say? Take heed what you hear. Luke 8:18. Take heed how. You know, I've discovered many places, at home, in office, in church, that sometimes when you say things, people are not hearing what you are saying. Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. What you hear and how you hear builds your faith or brings fear. I hear. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. I need to let you know that fear comes by hearing. Hearing the word of the devil. Fear comes by hearing. Hearing the news unnecessarily. Fear comes by hearing. Hearing fake news, false news. Fear comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing. Fear comes by hearing. Beware what you hear. Beware how you hear. Don't let the devil twist the word of God concerning your life. Because of my time, let's just say Genesis 3:1. Genesis 3:1. If you understand this, the devil will not manipulate you unnecessarily. Look at this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said. It's King James. Give me ESV so that you can end up. You can understand better. ESV. What did he say? And he said to the woman, okay, let us together, let's go. And he said to the woman, did God, that is where the problem starts. You know, in the Greek, that is not actually what he was saying there. In the Hebrew, that was not actually, you see, the word is, the dictionary meaning, if you see somebody going through all those words to interpret this simple scripture, the person might likely have a hidden agenda. And the devil has always said that. You will be reading the Bible. You want to do something. You say, are you sure that is what actually the Bible is saying? Are you sure that is what actually it meant? If that is what it means, look at Deacon, look at Pastor Abiodun, look at that. Is that what it at? Don't let anybody twist the word of God in your mind. Calamity is around the corner. His words are yea, they are amen. Beware, pay attention. Take heed what you hear. Take heed how you hear. There are some Christian doctrines and beliefs we have heard on to for 2,000 years plus. one small boy of 25 years wakes up one day, or 18, wakes up one day, say he has divine revelation that Paul did not have, that Peter did not have, that Polycarp did not have, that all the bishops did not have. In his own generation, with his small mind, he understands God, that people that walk with Jesus, and he's reinterpreting it. And tells you, grace covers it. There's a high level of grace that your pastor does not want you to know about. If you know about it, you cannot be under his control again. So pastors are not teaching you the truth again. Let me introduce you to grace. And people are in trouble on their way to hell because they don't understand the simple message of grace. And one small boy somewhere has come to twist it. Christian doctrine of 2,000 years. 23-year-old said he has special revelation. 65-year-old did not sit down and say, 2,000 years, this thing has been like this. So why this person now? And all is to give you license to sin. Beware what you hear. Beware how you hear. Beware what you believe. Beware of gossip. Beware of the news. Beware of the music you listen to. They build your faith or weaken your faith. They draw you to God or draw you to the devil. Who is in charge of your ear gates? Fake news or the word of God? Gossip or the Bible? Why on earth will somebody send anything to you on Facebook? Or let's see Facebook, on WhatsApp. And he said, according to reports, no link to the report. The one where they pay me post now, according to Dr. Ismail Rashuga from India, if you start taking hot water, according to Reverend Ismail Kragunka from Pakistan, if you take salt water, 5 bottles of salt water per day, you will be healed. And you have a doctor friend in church, you have a doctor you go to, you abandon all of them. Somebody on WhatsApp that you have never met, you started drinking water and salt. Who did this to us in Nigeria? Who did this to us? According to reports, everyone taking the vaccine, they are dying. The people not taking, they are alive. According to report, whose report? Which link? That you carried it. Because your mind is small also, you sent it. When I read those things, I start getting to know people in church. Oh, small mind. It can be controlled. He doesn't think. God has given him a brain. He has refused to use it in the church. And they will post it on church forum according to reports in Pakistan. Who do you like this? They have now controlled all your life. You can't reason again. So, if we want to cause war in this country, we will sit down, write differently. According to reports, they have killed 20 Fulanis in Ogbomoso now. All Fulani in Ogbomoso run away. And then we'll look for one picture of something that happened in Kano and something that happened in Jos 7 years ago. We'll attach it as a picture of Ogbomoso. We'll send it to members of New York City before you know it. All over the world, they have distributed it. Why? Many people don't get sense. They don't know how they hear. Beware. Please help me tell somebody. Beware what you hear. Beware how you hear. I will not leave this first service without taking you through one more. The gate of your navel, your placenta, your umbilical cord. The umbilical cord connects the baby to the placenta of the mother. And through the placenta and umbilical cord are transfer of food between the mother and the child. And in Africa, wicked traditional technology, it can be used to manipulate life. So the placenta can be used to bring a satanic link. The placenta can open you up to witchcraft. The placenta can open you up to the devil. The placenta can make evil to be transferred into your life. The placenta can be used for a satanic attachment and connection to your life. The placenta can be used for bondage and captivity. Because of our time, I will not go much deeper. Some people in your place, placenta, trees, seeds are planted on it. And whatever they want to do to you, they do the tree. It happens to the person. Some people, your placenta is still being kept somewhere. Wherever anybody wants to do anything, they stick the placenta and it happens to you. Today, as we are closing, now, put your hand on your navel, if it's possible. Put your hand on your navel. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Say, I come by the blood of Jesus. Say, any link between my placenta and, say, any link my placenta and umbilical cord has with any evil water. Say, by the blood of Jesus, that link is broken. 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 Can you say with me, say, every manipulation of my placenta and my umbilical cord, it is destroyed by the blood of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. By the blood, by the blood, by the blood. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. My first encounter with Sunday placenta was 2000. My aunt died at that year. And my aunt was praying and had a dream, some kind of dream, went to a place to be prayed for the dream to be interpreted to her. And the man of God told her, where was your placenta buried? Locate it or you will die soon. Locate it. She didn't escape it. I did not understand spiritual warfare at that time. She died. What has placenta got to do with life? Who buried your placenta? Where is it? That person has a control over your life. Some people are just sitting there. Some are looking for where your placenta was buried. Why? There is a link that can be satanically manipulated against your life. Therefore, lift your right hand up. Can you say in anger? Say, whoever is with my placenta using it for evil, fall down and perish. Can I hear you? Fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Whoever is with my placenta, fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Whoever is with the placenta of my children, fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Fall down and perish. Every manipulation of my placenta, let it come to an end. 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 Let the manipulation come to an end. In Jesus' mighty name, we have lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from every placenta manipulation. Every manipulation of my umbilical cord. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Deliver me, deliver my children from every manipulation of any placenta. Any manipulation of any placenta. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise, arise. Arise, 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 arise. Arise. Every evil covenant enacted with my placenta, with my umbilical cord, let them be destroyed. Let them be broken. Let them be broken. Let them be destroyed. Let them be broken. Let them be destroyed. Whatever has been taken away from my life using the placenta and umbilical cord, arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Stretch your two hands here. Any evil man, any evil priest, having access to your placenta, let them be visited by the thunder of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. You don't understand. because of our time, I don't want to share stories even in this church about deliverance wrought through placenta. I pray for you. Whoever has access to your placenta, whoever is a custodian of your placenta, anywhere they are, that they are using it for evil, let them be visited by the lightning of the Lord. In the name of Jesus. Everything you have lost by placenta manipulation, today recover them all. Recover them all. Recover them all. Recover them all. In the name of Jesus. Can you say, I come by the blood of Jesus and I close the case of my navel, of my placenta, of my umbilical cord to any power of darkness. I close, I lock, I close. I close, I close, I lock, I close the gate of my life. I lock, I close the gate of my life. I close the gate of my life. I close the gate of my life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you. I don't know who the person is. Anybody whose placenta is breathing in any portal, anywhere. Ibele bokoria malakata laba. Itetele bokoria reba. Eretele bokoria dada. Makata laba karia dada. Eretelelele bokoria. Any placenta in any liquid, anywhere. Breathing, 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 breathing. Let the stone of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus. Let the stone of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus. Let the stone of the Lord destroy. In the name of Jesus. All things you have lost to this kind of manipulation, let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Lift up your head, we get. Lift up your ambassadors. That the King of Glory might come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gate. Be lifted up, ye everlasting doors. That the King of Glory might come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Every gate of placenta open to the enemy, we shut them up now. In the name of Jesus. Let the King of Glory come into your life and bring about the repair, bring about the recovery, bring about the restoration of everything that you have lost to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of Glory may come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord, strong and mighty. The Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your head, O ye gates, be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of Glory might come in. Who is the King of Glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of Glory. Let the gates of goodness, the gates of testimony, the gates of praise, the gates of answer prayers be open to you this week. In the name of Jesus, you have heard different people's testimony. Your own will be heard next. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the gates before you. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord lift his countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. See you on Wednesday.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.